And welcome, everyone. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today my guest is actually a good friend, Andrew Kane. Andrew is founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and a coordinator at We the World. He is also a vibrational sound channel and healer, singer, soul writer, and vibrational poet, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter for world peace, oneness, and unconditional love. Having been awakened to unified consciousness 22 years ago, and activated with channeling, clairsentience, clairaudience, and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, sacred chants, and sacred poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. He is also an ambassador for peace. His name, Andrew Kane, if scrambled, is an acronym, spells reawakened, which he feels is his true soul name, to be reawakened Andrew Kane, reawakening others to remember we are all one heartbeat beating with Earth, Mother Gaia, and all her living creatures and plants. And you can find him at his websites, reawakened.com, reawakened.com, and also planetheart.org. So hello and welcome back, Andrew.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm really happy to have you on the radio today. You are going to be doing a special event coming up on Sunday, so we'll talk about that as part of the New Life Expo. But I would love to hear from you about your reawakening and your mission for peace and unity.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's an honor, and I just want to say that you know, when we touch our heart and feel our heart and connect to our heart, that's when we really can be connected to all that is. You know, we can really connect to that source of beautiful love and unconditional, you know, connection to, you know, everything really.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on this path, you know, and basically, you know, it just came. The energy came through to me 22 years ago when I was in my apartment. I just had a huge light bursts of energy came through my house, and I was pretty much up all night talking to these higher dimensional beings, the Elohim, and it was just a beautiful energy. And through the course of time, I started receiving all this beautiful poetry and sounds and messages, and it was just all connected to peace and oneness. And so I interconnected myself with different communities, the spiritual communities and the peace communities, to become more aligned with you know, the truth I was, the energy I was getting. And it took me a number of months because I was alone in the beginning and I didn't really have anybody to talk to. It's like, oh, I'm awakened. I mean, how are you supposed to say that? You know, I mean, everybody has been having their own experiences over the past many, many, you know, years, whatever. But for me personally, I didn't really know how to talk about my experiences. You know, I'm Jewish. I was raised Jewish. I was Reformed. I was bar mitzvahed. I, you know, had, you know, great family. And, you know, no one really around me was that spiritual. But, you know, when I had this experience happen to me, you know, with telepathic communication, metaphysical experiences that I was getting, it totally realigned my whole chemistry, my whole being, and I haven't been the same since. And I'm just so honored to have been in that frequency zone, because it just, and it's not just me, you know, it's happening to other people, especially now. More and more people are starting to to get frequencies of that, oneness energy and peace energy. And you know, again, we're living in a very kind of a crazy world, but but you know, there's so much going on, you know, in America, yeah. And especially now with the, you know, what we've been dealing with these past number of years. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, we're living in a world where we have to shift our consciousness, not as a one person alone doing it alone, but collectively, in order to avoid this, where we keep hearing about the sixth extinction, you know, the fact that we're actually in a situation where, you know, we need to reverse climate change and we need to reverse all these things that are happening on the planet. But in a way, it's like it's happening that's bringing us together, that's forcing us to be together collectively. And these messages I was getting back about 20 years ago is really, honestly, all about now. Yeah, I mean, we are, you know, all one and connected to Mother Earth, and, you know, everything is in silence and, you know, connection to all these, you know, the writings I was getting is really, I would say, you know, for example, like, let's just say this. This is October 26th. Actually, it's going to be October 27th, sorry. But just a few days ago was the Global Oneness Day, and Humanity's team has been doing the Global Oneness Day for 9 years. You know, and so they've actually been, you know, bringing that, you know, energy. I mean, first of all, let's talk about oneness. What is oneness? You know, reading from it right now, it says, oneness is the interconnectedness of everything that exists within the divine energy of the universe or God or source, whatever term most resonates for you. It's the experience of being inseparable from everyone and everything. And when I would just say, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has their own personality, but we all have a piece. We all have something to play with when we connect to our higher calling. And, you know, artists, you know, everybody has something to do here on this planet. We just have to be realizing what that is, right? So, you know, for me personally, I feel that the spiritual and the peace and the love and, you know, if you're dealing with certain matters in your life that are keeping you from where you want to be, I think it's important to go inward, you know. I mean, meditation is a lot more accepted these days, and a lot more people are doing it. Yoga is on a whole different level than it was 30 years ago. So it's just, you know, the timing of everything and the shifting of the planet and what's happening on our planet. It's all interconnected. It's like, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, it's supposed to happen this way, but it's just leading up to this. I mean, all prophecies lead to now. So, you know, for me personally, my work has been about sharing with others the truth of who we are when we connect to each other, especially in circles, you know, in communities. Because when we actually get to hold hands and we're in a circle, you actually feel the energy. You actually feel the energy of holding people's hands. You feel the energy of forgetting about, you know, what color you are, religion, race. You feel your heart connected to others. When you're in a concert or a music, you know, event, you hear the music, and the music soothes your soul and brings you to a higher plane. And that connection of music, especially even when you're dancing, you're letting go. You're not thinking about, oh, I'm Jewish. I don't want to be dancing with somebody who's, you know, Christian. And you know what I mean? It's like music and sound is also very powerful in terms of connecting us, and that work that's been given to me includes the vibration of sound and the higher plane of sounds that come through me that to bring us to a higher plane of connecting to who we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this makes perfect sense to me. I resonate with what you're speaking of. So, how would you describe? In your bio, you call yourself a singer soul writer. What is a soul writer?
Yeah, that's interesting, because when I was receiving this myself, to not receiving myself, but when I felt myself to call myself that, what I would say in that regard is that like in terms of a singer-songwriter, yeah, we're songwriting and receiving, you know, again, probably we're channeling the sounds to us and melodies that come through us. But when they say soulwriter, I feel like it's more connected. The sounds and the songs that I'm getting and receiving come through me. I mean, it's not like I don't write music. I don't write, like, you know, I don't know how to specifically... I went to music and art high school. I was a vocal major and I took theory, but I don't know how to write music. The music comes to me through my soul, my higher soul. So that's why I call it a singer soulwriter, because it's like my soul is writing this. My higher soul is connected to through my crown chakra. Telepathy, I'm getting these melodies. I'm getting these sounds. I'm getting these words that come through me. So that's why I call it singer soulwriter.
Oh, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I do this, I would say that I'm a soul broadcaster because very often when I'm doing this work, I'm opening up to something much greater than what I would consider my personality or my ego. And I can feel that presence of my spirit. It's a very personal connection. But it is a connection that's beyond what I would call my waking consciousness. And I'm tapping into something that is much greater, has a much greater capacity and vantage point, perspective, and comes with a much purer energy. And very often, not only do I feel that as it's coming through me, I can feel that connection to people who are listening. There's a very real tangible connection for me when I do radio, that there's a complete communication there. And even though it's not always the back and forth of a conversation like you and I are having right now, there is a real resonance that I can feel. I can literally feel. So like even now, as we are recording this, there's an expansion that I can still feel those people who are listening on Saturday. So it's an interesting thing to understand that who we are and our capacities are so much greater than we are taught in any of our religious systems. They don't really regard these things. And certainly on an intellectual level, it's not regarded as valid. But for all of us who are awakening, as you say, to this deep connection, it's an experience that can't be denied, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And exactly how you expressed it is exactly what I'm saying. It's like it's not just me as that conduit. It's you and others that are bringing forth this higher plane energy, and we're being called to do this. Earth is calling us to come together in this energy frequency. That's why Barbara Monk Hubbard calls about the new Earth, and you know all these other luminary speakers that talk about this are alluding to this. They're alluding to the fact that Earth is calling us to have to come together in a new frequency zone to be able to. It's really not about saving the planet. It's really about saving ourselves. But it's really about also saving the animals and saving the everything really. You know, you're a healer. Your work is very important and beautiful and healing. And exactly what you're saying is really what I'm saying too. So yeah.
Yeah, because even in the process of doing healing, it's very much the same. You're connecting to an expansion of spirit. And from my perspective, we are really connecting directly to the source. We're connecting directly to the Great Spirit, as the indigenous or Aboriginal people will tell us. And in that lineage of the Great Spirit, we have other beings sometimes that might be viewed as angels or saints or coming from other planetary systems, whatever that is. The important thing is for me is to recognize the resonance of heart, the resonance of energy, the resonance of truth that comes through. And to be able to, because I feel that sometimes people are fearful of this kind of thing because right. they don't know, well, what's talking and where is it coming from?
Right.
But I feel that we have within us the capacity to connect, like you said, through the heart. And that's where we can really discern and connect to that really wise, divine, sacred energy.
Absolutely. And then when I, you know, it's not just Neil Donald Walsh that God speaks to. When God came to me and I had a conversation, I mean, back in 1998, you know, I was getting on the earth. Today, take the last letter of earth and begin it to be, put it to the beginning of the word, planet heart. This is planet heart. We forgot. This is planet heart. It might be called planet earth, whoever named it many, many years ago. But this is also planet heart. You know what I mean? We're all one heartbeat beating as one, living on this planet, learning our lessons and for our incarnate souls. But we're spiritual beings, you know. We came here to learn, to evolve, to reach a higher plane and get connected to who we are and why we're here.
This is so true. And while we have time, I understand you do have to leave a little bit early, but tell us about your event that's going to be coming up on Sunday at the New Life Expo. You know, this is already started and people will be going, but you have something coming up as well that people can still catch up with.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually going to be doing my wellness sounds for the soul. I'm going to be sharing my sound healing light language, spiritual songs, and sacred poetry with a special guest, musical guest, Himo Omo, who's a shamanic healer, a sound healer. And I'm going to be there on Sunday at the New Life Expo, which is located at 34th Street and 8th Avenue's Wyndham Hotel, New Yorker. The New Life Expo has been going on for 29 years, actually. Largest holistic expo in America. Mark's been doing this for many years, and I'll be there Sunday, October 28th at 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. So, the expo is actually being live-streamed, so people can go to newlifeexpo.com. I don't really know exactly how it's working this year, but he did mention it online that he's going to be live-streaming. So those who tune in, you know, it's still going all the way till Sunday. I know it's, you know, Saturday evening now, but, you know, it's going all the way till, you know, till Sunday. And it happens twice a year in New York. It happens in March and October.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a wonderful experience for all of us who can be there in person and participate. And the live stream means that people can probably go back and catch up with anything that they might have missed. So that's good, too. And always catch up with the expo and learn more. There's a lot going on there. So I didn't mean to chase you away or anything. I just wanted to make sure we didn't forget that. So I would also like to speak to you with regard to balancing the spiritual work with actual work in the world. So from a lot of different kinds of perspectives people have, they don't find it necessary to get involved in actually organizing or coming together with groups or working to educate, and they feel very at peace in that solitary state. And, you know, so I'm not judging that. I'm just saying that's the path for some. I have always felt that a much, much more attracted to action, you know, being educating people about what's going on in the world, informing people about what they can do to heal themselves, to help with others. So I've been much more activated kind of person. And it seems to me that you are also maintaining a balance between these two potentials. So I'd love for you to speak to that.
Thank you. For me personally, I would say balancing my spiritual life with my you know, I don't know if you say regular life or just my life, can you repeat your question? Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, I was thinking in terms of, well, I think part of it is because it seems that you don't have a separation. I wasn't really thinking in terms of your regular life. I was thinking in terms of spirituality in action,
uh-huh.
that it's something that motivates to do something with that spirituality, to impact people, to unify mm-hmm. people, to share a message, to get engaged in political activities, saving the earth, whatever it might be, is so I was asking about that spiritual connection in action in the world, as finding the balance there.
I think it's very important, you know, especially when we come to realize that we're not just human bodies on this earth, we're spiritual beings. I think it's really important to integrate our spiritual life into integrating it into what we do on a daily basis or just in general, because I think in order for us to really feel whole and complete and not feel codependent on other people, for example, because, I mean, that happens too, but I think it's important to be, you know, focused, to become realized in terms of balancing our spirit. Like, for me personally, I can't imagine living my life not being called to include my spiritual activities. I would feel very incomplete. I mean, it's 22 years is a fairly long time. You know, it's almost over two decades of being connected to a permanent state of oneness. So I feel called. I mean, it's like my mission. I'm very clear of the work that I have, even though I don't do it every day or as much as I want right now. At least it's in my consciousness to balance that energy frequency of wanting to, you know, share and be a part of others as well who are on path and on point with their spiritual connection of who they are as spiritual beings in our human bodies, as opposed to just living my life. Balance is key, and you know I've had my own challenges. I'm not going to say I haven't. In terms of everything, I mean, it's not like I make money doing my spiritual work. I don't, and I do have a full-time job, which is also a balance too, because I have had a very, very hard history of employment and much to the degree of temping and not having a full-time job with benefits for many years, like 11 years. And this past 12 months, I've been employed in a job with a real job with benefits and vacation pay, and it's been a beautiful opportunity for me to delve into, you know, I'm feeling more balanced now that I have that job, you know, and I'm working every day. You know, it's not what my mission is, you know, in terms of the work that I have to share with the world in terms of the sound healing and the poetry and this and that. But the balance is for me personally is very integral and very important to feel connected, because if I don't feel connected, how am I going to be in balance with anything, really? I mean, and for others, I would speak, you know, for those who feel maybe disconnected from their spiritual selves, to find a way to go inside and be silent for a while and see what brings you passion, what makes you happy, what really makes you feel joyful, what makes you kick, what makes you move in a certain way that makes you just want to dance all day and smile. Because, I mean, a lot of times we're dealing with a lot of hardship. Some people are dealing with hardship and don't have what they can get. And I would say just for those people to not be alone and find others that are similar to them and like-minded and feel more connected by connecting with other people and going to different, you know, communities or events or, you know, just not, you know, not be disconnected, but find a connection to others that can help, you know, connect them, you know, to, you know, that kind of thing. But balance is key, I would say. I mean, you know, nature is balanced. You know, we're part of nature, you know, stars and everything's in us, water and so.
Yeah, I can relate to what you're saying in terms of having a stable workplace, because that's what it provides for you. It provides a little stability in your life so that the ongoing concerns and worries and constantly dealing with a lot of little details of survival can be very erosive to our energy. So entering into a spiritual life may very well require a person to have something stable at the base of it so that they can be free of those concerns and be open more often to that space of inner liberation without those concerns. So I definitely understand that balance. For me, it's actually the opposite. I find that I needed to be out of work to be able to find a balance. Not so much because I like the instability economically, but because of my commitment that I would make to a particular workplace, it tended to consume me, and I wasn't available to myself enough. And so I had to pull it back. So I think everyone has to find their own point of balancing in terms of having that stability, but also having enough personal freedom to find that inner space, to be able to really give it the attention that it requires. So, I mean, I think that's a very important part of the journey, to find that balance for oneself. And know that nobody else's answer is going to be your answer. You really have to discover, everyone has to discover for themselves what that balance needs to be in terms of work and economics. One of the things that I liked about working is that I didn't have to condition my spiritual gift to money. So there was no connection. And there's a certain liberation there as well. So, and that's another balance that has to be found. If you're not holding a 9-to-5, how do you offer what is coming freely through the universe and yet still figure a way to exist with one foot in the world, as it were? So it is a balance for all of us. Right. But I love the way you say that, you know, this 22 years of spirituality, two decades of sort of brewing what you have is important, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I wouldn't change it for a minute.
Yeah, that's very cool, very cool. So, Andrew, how are we on time? Are you able to stay a bit longer?
I can stay a little longer, And I can, you know, if you want me to read a poem or a sound chant, I can do either.
Yes, I would love for that. I was realizing that I was pushing the boundaries there. So, I'd love for you to share either or both would be great.
Well, sure. I can open up with a quick sound chant, sound healing that can lead into a poem that I have here I can read.
Let's do that.
Okay, so I would ask for everybody who's listening to close their eyes and to just go with me in this journey of sound and words, spoken word. Ane Kaneko aye 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 o male ale o male ale o male ale o male ale o we are one ane ane Ayaneano. Malekaneaneo. 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 We are one. Lamane ane ane ano sapelale ala kokane ano pale ane ko ayane po ay 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 o male ale alo. Children of the light, ane ane o, pale ale o, we are one. Dream a dream come true. I dream a dream where my reality is the width of my fantasies, where there are no limits. No doubts, full of love and gratitude, to let go of what was and open a new chamber for growth, expansion, and manifestation of my highest intent, to share my dreams with the world, where my reality is but a whiff of my fantasies everlasting, where no limits apply and all boundaries are met with circumstances and compassion. Manifestation of my highest intent is to share my deepest dreams for heaven on earth materialized, where oneness is one for all and unity is in all communities across the great divide, connecting all land to sea, to see that indeed we are all one. Connected to the heart mother, beating as one, to all living creatures and plants, water and land united, humans seeking the path of connection like never before. Time to spread our wings with our multidimensional selves, no limits, full throttle ahead. I dream a dream where my reality is a whiff of my fantasies, where there are no limits, full throttle ahead, ahead like the sky is blue, like night and day, and sunshine and moonshine, shine our lights with the light of the sun, and the light of the moon and stars, like the fire in the fireplace, ignite our fire higher. Our heart chakra is ready to expand and rejoice, to fill our souls with honey, sweeter than any taste you know of, finer than any grain of salt. The minerals and crystals speak to us. The waters of the world need love too. The trees, they need a hug. The animals and first peoples have been preaching this message for thousands of years, but we were sleeping. The sleeping giants awakened, and time at last for my dreams to come true. I dream a dream, and the time has come now. It is here to let go of what was and be the light of the world. We each share this light, so let us shine on, sweet diamond glory. Shine on, shine on, shine on. Shine our light and be the light, the peace, the way to return home. Still breathing. Still breathing. Keeping the dream alive. Welcome home, everyone. We are one. Namaste.
Lovely. That was very beautiful, Andrew.
Thank you.
Both the chanting and the poem. And you sounded very strong in your spirit, I would say, and I'm sure everyone is feeling your the gift of your message. So that's a beautiful thing. And is there anything more you would like to share, or would you? Because what really struck me is that strength. And it's interesting because I'm also still reflecting on the 22 years, and you're saying that the message you received was really for now. And I can remember years ago you were thinking, well, I need to do something with this. I need to do something with this. But really, you didn't need to. It was just to wait for the right time, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling that more and more so. I do resonate with what you're saying, and I don't know if I was apprehensive a number of years ago, but I wasn't sure. I mean, I wasn't sure, but I wanted to share for sure, and I did. I think that it is time. And it really has been time all these years, but people are just more and more, being sparkled and being crystallized to becoming more conscious of our surroundings, because we have to. We don't really have a choice.
Well, I agree with you. One of the reasons I was bringing this up is because I think that sometimes we engage in too much self-doubt, and we engage in too much self-judgment because we're not doing what we think we should be doing. But I believe that there's a timing to things, and there's a certain brewing of things, and we have to gain that strength internally. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because people who are listening also are being inspired in their own gifts and may feel afraid to express it, or may feel not ready to express it, or may feel some kind of way of self-judgment because they don't believe they're doing it right, that ultimately everyone has the time and space to center themselves and find their own trust in what they have and what they're bringing forth. And I don't think there's anything wrong or shameful about taking that space, because we all need it, however long it may be.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah, so that's really important. And so is there something you wanted to offer as a final word of counsel or advice to our listeners, or hope or vision or anything you would want to share?
I would just say that my vision is that I am you and you are me, and that everyone listening can find their voice and allow their voice to be shared and honored and respected, and we all want to be accepted. We all want to be seen and heard. And I would just say to everybody who's listening to find their voice and not hold back, and just let it out. Roar.
Roar. That's wonderful. And so remind us again about Sunday.
So I'll be at the New Life Expo, which has been taking place this weekend at the Wyndham Hotel New Yorker at 481 8th Avenue at 34th Street. It's been taking place every day. Sunday, it'll be from 10:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. I will be there on Sunday at 6 p.m. in the Skytop Lounge on October 28th. For those who are not in the city, I would recommend you going to newlifeexpo.com. I'm not exactly honestly sure right now how to access the live stream, but they are on Facebook, and it might be on Facebook. So just, Google New Life Expo in the Facebook or their website, newlifeexpo.com.
And I'm sure people can find that. And how can people connect with you going forward? Maybe
sure,
get more of your poetry?
They can call me at 212-222-5432. That's my number, 212-222-5432. Or they can email me at reawakened@gmail.com. My name is spelled REAWAKENND. So when you spell reawakened, you know, regular wise, it's NED. But if you scramble my name, Andrew Kane, it spells reawakened, but it's NND.
Okay.
That's how you can find me. And my website, and I mentioned I do the Earth Day event every year, so planetheart.org is a way to find me, planetheart.org or reawakened.com.
Excellent. So this is beautiful. I thank you for joining us today and sharing your work. I have been watching you blossom over many of these years, and I think it's beautiful, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate you and love you very much. And thank you, all the listeners, and have a beautiful day.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And I extend that to be Radio for the New Millennium, Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And you can connect with me as well on heartofmindradio.com. I have other sites and emails, and you could always connect by going to the webpage, prn.fm, and look for the Heart of Mind archive page, and you'll see all kinds of connections there, as well as all of our shows. And as we continue with today's program, I wanted to move into this space of really understanding who we are and how we connect, and that we are indeed connecting to the Great Spirit, the source of everything, and how there is an order of beings in the universe. And it's difficult sometimes, because when we look out into the world, we do see the chaos, and it's very concerning to think that so much harm could be going on in our world when we are these beautiful spiritual beings. How does this happen? And I'm not pretending to have any answers for that. But I do think that there are many people who have lost their way, and they're most probably are people who are not seeking to find their way, but are very, very much indulging in the chaos and somehow perceive a benefit from it. So I think we all have to really look within ourselves and feel those connections that we have with other people in the world, people in our family, and be discerning about what we choose to expose ourselves to, making sure that we do have a real heart connection, and being willing to be open to look at that experience and to trust ourselves if something doesn't feel right, if something perhaps over time reaches to a point where it doesn't seem that this is something that we should engage in, and then we can simply exit and put our energies elsewhere, so that we don't feel bound to any particular group or any particular being or any particular deity outside of ourselves, ruling our lives or ruling our thought processes, because we have this great power within us that allows us to connect, whether you think of it as something most high, it's really deep within that I'm able to experience what people refer to as the Most High. So when we think in terms of the Most High, it seems very, very far away and unreachable and unapproachable. And with that, it might present a tendency to cling to authorities outside of ourselves that will cause us to question and judge that which we know to be true from within. And so I think it's important for us to, as we contemplate all of this, is to really put that thrust within, that energy within, that searching within, that exploration within, to be able to read and truly connect to that which is the most sacred facet of our being, connecting us to that most high place. And I know that there are many of us, certainly in the beginning, I did have a difficult time getting into a quiet space, getting into a meditative space. And part of that difficulty was the wrestling with thoughts and the wrestling with all the things that had been picked up by my mind over the years of my life, all of the different belief systems, all of the different cautions I may have heard, whatever fears I may have had. And I would even say there was a time when I was concerned that I might find something dark within myself and didn't want to look there. So I would say it's important to take your time and to be gentle and kind with yourself in this process of self-exploration, and as well as really being able to understand your signals. If you're feeling a sense of nervousness in your stomach or in your body about something, don't immediately be stopped by it, but to really explore it and to look into it and say, well, okay, am I feeling cautious because I'm embarking on something that I shouldn't? Am I feeling cautious because I learned certain fears as a child? And then as you go in and you explore, you can begin to eliminate those cautions one by one through the light of your own understanding. And as we come to understand what we're truly reacting to, we begin to enter into a state of trusting ourselves to know, well, you know, I learned in a church somewhere that I had to listen to this scripture, or I learned in my family that I had to follow that structure, or I learned of myself that I have a new path to travel. And so when you kind of understand what's happening and where it's coming from, it allows us to move through and to really find the voice of self. It's very soft, and as we find it, we can learn to listen and recognize it. And as we begin to recognize it, then we can have a sense of trust and fearlessness in what we do. And when we can begin to walk in that state of self-trust and fearlessness, because we have that strength of the Most High, the Most Within, guiding us, we don't have that fear. And when we can achieve that state through that self-exploration, that's when your voice comes through the loudest, your inner, deepest, wisest self. That's when the soul can begin to express through us, because we have no fear of our own soul. And we can find that voice, and we can express that voice into our life. And that voice can come through in words, it can come through in song, It can come through in music. It can come through in art. It can come through in our actions in the world. And even though the world may seem chaotic, we're walking within balance. And it's in that internal balance that we can move mountains, that we can express an energy that can heal ourselves, help others to find their path to healing, because really everyone heals themselves. And we can begin to plant our seeds, the seeds that we were birthed into this world to plant. And that's the most beautiful thing. We nurture ourselves, allow that inner spirit to blossom into fullness. And once that happens, it's like a tree. We drop acorns and we drop our wisdom and we express our whatever is coming through, that guidance that comes through, that inspiration. And through that inspiration can potentially give courage to those around us, can potentially help people to heal. But most importantly, I would say, we'll begin to build within us that strength of purpose and being, so that with that expression, with that flowering of the internal, the soulful self, with that comes a natural state of joy, of radiance, of feeling of love. And once that energy is coming through us, we allow it and we don't encumber it. When we can allow ourselves to be liberated in that state, it's a very freeing thing. And when we look at the chaos from that perspective, we can look at it with a sense of compassion and desire for everyone to find that space and that walk of inner peacefulness and joy. So we nurture it within ourselves, water the internal flowering, and through that internal flowering, we can walk in grace, and through us, that divine grace can enter the world. And that's the perspective that I have on it, and that's how I experience it. So I am ever grateful for all of you who have been able to join us today. My name is Catherine Davis. I spell with a K, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. And you can reach me through email at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. My website is heartofmindradio.com. I have other websites with teaching. I teach Qigong. With healing, I do hands-on healing. But you can find all of that at prn.fm, the Heart of Mind Radio archive page. Thank you for joining us. Walk in strength, peace, and joy. And bye for now.